I know when I look at this game, to do the improbable certainly has happened. But for both teams, it seems to have come on a bit of a change. For one, it was a quarterback. For another, it was a coordinator. Talk about how, you know, possibly that will play out this week as far as, you know, Cam Cameron no longer being and Jim Caldwell now in the seat of power. And then, of course, with the quarterbacks over at the 49ers with Kaepernick and Smith.
Yeah. And that will be something they'll talk about next week. And poor Alex Smith. He's got to come to those media sessions every day. And
Very Bledsoe Brady-esque.
Yes, indeed. And so, you know, he's probably had a little bit of practice already in terms of dealing with it and having people to ask him about it. But, you know, that was a major change because you saw where the 49ers – well, obviously everybody knows it was a major change, but you saw how far they got last year with Alex Smith. And now, you know, I don't think they win that game the other day in Atlanta with Alex Smith, okay? Maybe they could – you know, it's just, you know, pure speculation on my part, but that's the thing that Colin Kaepernick gives them is just this you know, energy to that offense that, you know, can, you know, get on a roll and – can be tough to stop. So they needed it the other day, and their defense is obviously top-notch as well. But, you know, that was the big risk, and Jim Harbaugh took it. And then his brother takes another risk in switching his coordinator. How will that switch out? I mean, how will that turn out in the Super Bowl? It should be okay for the Ravens because they've gotten this far. So, you know, you've kind of gone through the whole deal of how you use certain personnel, and you always have to adjust, obviously. And in the second half the other day, when they throw the ball three times and they're trying to run the clock out, I was kind of like wondering a little bit. But, you know, the one thing that they've done consistently since Caldwell became coordinator is really establish the running game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like Ray Rice just got here, you know, 6 weeks ago, because I can think back to, what was it, last year, a couple years ago when – T. Sizzle and some of the others.
Oh, yeah. Ed Reed and all of them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got upset.
That was right before the New Orleans the New Orleans Saints game at home, and I actually took some heat because I went on radio and was just basically expressing kind of what they were saying, mm-hmm. and it looked like I was being, you know, a bad guy, and then it wound up turning out to be true, and he ran the ball and ran it effectively.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to have that balance, man. You know, Flacco and his thing. Boy, I really want to see how they attack San Francisco with their deep passing. I mean, that's the thing now. I get excited about the Ravens watching them on offense. So you saw what Julio Jones was able to do against the 49ers. And, you know, I bet you that tape is
circulating around for sure.
Exactly.
JB, we got to run. Thank you so much. We'll see you in Nolens.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it. Have a good one.
That's Jarrett Bell from USA Today. When we come back, Cam Cameron speaks out. That's next on Sports Live.